Welcome to My Take on It with Your Angelic Karma. If you are interested in sharing your story in a future broadcast, send an email to yourangelicstories@gmail.com. Here she is, folks, your host, the one, the only, the also beautiful, Your Angelic Karma.
Welcome back. Muy buenas tardes. Hoy es martes 20 de julio. Welcome back. Today is Tuesday, July 20th, and we are live once again. And I'm going to talk about something that is could be pretty serious, and especially for those of you that are listening to this specific show and you are in this situation, is about controlling boyfriends. And the signs of a controlling boyfriend. We, of course, are going to hear and listen to what the word is on the street to get other people's perspective. This is their question. We are giving an answer that could not resonate with them, could not resonate with them, could be what they want to hear, could not be what they want to hear. What they do with it is up to them. You will have to decide what you think about it, what you have more to add to the discussion. What does it awaken within you? And it is a pretty serious topic. You know, we're not getting into, it's not the topic of head on when you're living in that type of situation. It's just touching on a little bit and giving people the signs that others, the word on the street, say are the signs of a controlling boyfriend. Of course, we have people that are also going to chime in that give you their opinion. Now, la pregunta es, ¿tu novio estás controlando? ¿Estás celoso? ¿Y qué sientes al respecto? Vamos a discutir signos de un novio controlador. We are going to give signs, as I stated, of a controlling, jealous boyfriend. Now, the word on the street, anonymous states that the signs of a controlling boyfriend, he is constantly disapproving of everything you do. So he states, this person that is a male, I'm going to tell you all how I know they're a male a little bit later at the end. So he states that if the person is constantly disapproving of everything you do. Es constantemente desaprobar todo lo que haces. That is one sign that it is a controlling boyfriend. The next sign he states is he is overly affectionate and gets mad if you don't reciprocate. You all have to decide if you agree that this is controlling. So he states that the person is overly affectionate and gets angry if you don't reciprocate. Es demasiado cariñoso y se enoja si no se reciproca. Now, that is sign number two. He states that the boyfriend is controlling. Number three, he doesn't have a life besides interacting with you. So he states that the person, the guy that is being controlling, does not have a life other than interacting with you. No tiene vida además de interactar contigo. That's number three, that you have a controlling boyfriend, this guy states. Number four, he is constantly trying to solve your problems. That's a sign, he states. Él está constantemente tratando de resolver sus problemas. That's number four of signs that you have a controlling boyfriend. This is this guy's opinion. Now, Number five, he is always checking up on you and what you are doing. He states that's a sign that the boyfriend is controlling. The boyfriend is always checking up on you and what you are doing. Siempre está comprobando lo que estás haciendo. Now, number six, he disapproves of your friends or the people you hang out with. He states, if the boyfriend disapproves of your friends And the people you hang out with, that's a sign that he is controlling. El desapueba tus amigos o a la gente con lo que sales. Now, that's number six. Number seven, he gets jealous easily, he states. Now, se pone celoso fácilmente. That's a sign. That's number seven. Number eight, he doesn't trust you. Now, okay, so he doesn't. Now, I'm going to chime in on this. A lack of trust doesn't always mean controlling, but he states that this is one of the qualities. This is a sign, I guess, in combination with everything else that he is listing, that the boyfriend is controlling. Now, no confianza. Number nine is he is overly critical and says harsh things. So he's overly critical and speaks to you in a harsh manner. Is demasiado critical en dicen cosas duras. Now, number, are we on number nine? Number nine or number 10, I forgot. He doesn't like it when you go out and get drunk. Okay, now for me, that's not signs of a controlling boyfriend. That specifically, not liking when the significant other goes out and gets drunk. But I guess if it's a girlfriend, boyfriend situation where they're not living with one another, you can't tell that person what to do, or you shouldn't give your opinion on what they do as it relates to getting drunk. But I guess if it was a living girlfriend situation, boyfriend situation, a marriage situation, and the partner didn't like when the other partner went out and got drunk, I don't see anything wrong with that. That's just my opinion. What do you all think about it? No le gusta cuando sales y te emborrachas. So they don't like when you go out and get drunk. Number 10, or this could potentially be number 11. He gets anxious when you don't respond to his texts. So he states that a sign that the guy's controlling is that he gets anxious when you don't respond to his texts. Now, se pone ansioso cuando no respondes a sus mensajes. Now, that's, he states, is a sign that the guy is controlling, that your boyfriend is controlling. He always thinks he's right and that you're at fault. So if the guy's always thinking that he's right and that you're at fault, is the sign, this guy states, his opinion is a sign that you have a controlling boyfriend. Siempre piensa que tiene razón y que tienes la culpa. So, these are, he states, the sign that you are in a controlling relationship. And he also states, despite all that, he truly loves you a lot. However, deep down, he is insecure, and I hope you can still love him all the same. Written by once controlling boyfriend, he signs it. So, he's a guy, that's how we know he's a guy, and he's telling you the way that he was behaving or behaves with his girlfriend. And that those are the signs that of a controlling boyfriend. What do you all think about that? You know, people responded to him and asked him, how did he become less controlling? He didn't answer. So that is his opinion. Now, somebody else states, Josh states, the only sign of a controlling person is a double standard. He has a very interesting answer. He states, the only sign of a controlling person is double standards. A controlling person will make rules for you to follow that they do not need to follow as well. They will attempt to make excuses for why the rules don't apply to them. Most of the other things that people claim as controlling really don't mean that the person is controlling. I have found that the people who claim that someone is controlling are the ones who are the most manipulative of all. If a person makes rules for you to follow, and that person follows those rules as well, that is not controlling. If you don't like those rules, you can leave of your own choice, just like they can. But if you are not allowed to leave, then it is controlling because they are not allowing you to do something that they are allowed to do. So that was Josh's response to the question of what are the signs of a controlling boyfriend. I guess he feels that if you and your boyfriend have a discussion and you list relationship rules and both you follow those rules, that's not controlling. or he lists the rules and you get to say, is what he was saying, whether you're going to follow it or not. If you don't want to follow the rules, you can leave and he's not going to stop you. If he tries to stop you, that means he's controlling. Or if he says, I'm writing the rules and you, I need you to follow the rules and I'm not going to follow the rules, that's controlling. But if he's writing the rules and he's going to follow the rules also, and you have a choice to follow it, and if you don't want to follow the rules, you can leave, he says that's not controlling. So what do you all think about that mentality? What do you all think about that mindset? It's different than what I've ever heard before. And it's something. Until next time, thanks for listening. That's my take on it. Bye.